Hello everyone, it's Friday the 13th of February, and we've got another dose of this, if any of you believe in such things, in March. That's... Pinky, you don't want to go out there, seriously. Listen, folks, it's nasty. It was raining all afternoon, but then it stopped for a short while and it started again. Where's that Pinky? I don't know if she went in or out. I'm going to shut the door for a minute. Sure, shoon. She's in. You didn't want to go out there, did you, Pink? I don't know if Lammy did, though. I don't think he will. Lammy's back to normal, really. I think when I went out today to the hairdressers, I was gone a while, and when I got back, he went berserk like he has done on Audio Boom many times, going rah, 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 and all that business, and jumping up and running all over the place. So I can conclude that he's feeling better. I'm doing a roast dinner. It's gammon with roast potatoes, Yorkshire pudding, and a selection of vegetables which I haven't quite finalised upon yet. Probably Brussels, carrots and, I don't know, cabbage, peas and something like that. I'm just quickly sitting down before I go upstairs to Dino's and having some lemon tea. Which is very, very nice. I love the smell of fresh lemon is so lovely. It's so fresh. I actually used to like lem sips, you know, when I used to take them when I was a bit younger. And I used to really like them. I mean, I never overdosed on them, of course, but there's something very soothing about hot lemon. And suddenly, I started thinking I will have lemon in my tea instead of milk. I mean, I do still have milk a lot of the time, but I have skimmed milk anyway. But I don't really like black tea. But having said that, I don't mind it with lemon. It makes it more palatable to me. And it's more refreshing in a way. And of course it's pancake day on Tuesday, so we are not trying to make pancakes. I'm no good at them. I don't know if Obi made any. I can't remember if he made any last year, but is he on Lates next week? He's on Lates next week, so he's not gonna be here. Tea time. Me and Connor and Ronan will probably end up arguing if we try and do them. Those two will end up in a row. So we're just ordering ones that you... I don't know what you do with them. Probably microwave them. And you can't beat lemon and sugar on pancakes, I don't think. In my humble opinion... I think maybe I could even have a bit of honey in this tea if I was feeling a bit under the weather. I wouldn't ordinarily have anything sweet in my tea. But it's nice. What's new? I don't think there's anything really. Connor's not home from work yet. I feel sorry for him coming home in this dismal weather because he's still not feeling good. I think Ronan's asleep upstairs. He's been helping me do housework today. And Obi's asleep, I think. He's home from work and gone to sleep because he leaves at 5 in the morning. So I'm just having a bit of quiet time. which is actually nice. I went to the hairdressers. Always enjoy going there. Saw a few people I know and caught up with news of others. And I finally got a wide-toothed comb for my hair. Well, where else would it be for? Let's face it. What we used to call an afro comb. I don't know if it's politically correct to call it an afro comb anymore. Because last time I went there, I said, you know, I was fed up with my hair. Sometimes when I can't sleep and I'm tossing and turning at night, it gets tangly. Even if I tie it back. And if I tie it back, I'll get a headache. I'll wake up with a headache. So he said, well, you know, you need one of these afro combs. I said, yes, but I've tried getting them and I can't get them anywhere. Boots and places like that don't sell them anymore because they were popular when people had perms, you know, when perms were in fashion. So he said, well, I've got one you can have. And I said, okay, but then he forgot to give it to me. So the subject came up again today and he said, oh, funny you should say that. I was ordering some stocks yesterday and I saw a pack of these, four in a pack, and I thought, well, you know, I've only got one here. I could do with some more, you know. I don't use them very often, but, you know, they're worth having because they weren't very expensive. They're only £1 each. So he said, you can have one of those. He said, but it's your lucky day because the delivery, I've had a text message to say the delivery is due between 2 and 3. So I thought, oh, I was nearly finished and I thought, oh, it probably won't come. But it did. So I come home complete with... That's my other phone. I don't know what that was talking about. Okay. It's really funny when that happens, or when they both... I'm not really used to having both phones again. And sometimes... It doesn't always do it, but sometimes it rings. They both ring. And sometimes even when I've answered the one that's my... I've got my mobile.
Audio boom, now. Audio boom, now. Come water 73 sent you a message. Re. Friday the 13th.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, I don't think there's much more to say. It's still raining. It's quite nice and cosy being in on an evening like this, I must admit. I missed the forecast for tomorrow, but I don't know what it's going to be like. Just listening to the rain. I don't know if the microphone's picking it up from here. It's hitting against the patio doors. You can probably hear Ronan's music because his door doesn't close properly anymore because the lock broke on it. And it's his TV, actually, I think. It might be his phone, I'm not sure. The clock ticking. My oven, because I've got a fan-assisted oven. Anyway, don't think I've got a lot else to talk about. That doesn't usually stop me, I know. The main thing is that Lamb is a lot better. He's been taking his antibiotics and his food and his pain medication. He's been going down okay. But actually, at this precise moment, I'm not sure where he is. Lammy, where are you? He's normally not far from me. Oh, there he is, on two cushions, like the royal king. Anyway, I'll speak to you all soon.